Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Jonathan, and I came across this devotional. I'd like to read it to you guys. It's called Bad Choice. And the scripture that's associated with this devotional can be found in Daniel 12, verse 2. And it goes like this, And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to the shame and everlasting content. An elderly TV star was asked by talk show host Larry King, guys might remember him, about heaven. King prefaced his question by referring to Billy Graham, who had told King he knew what would be ahead. It would be paradise, and he was going to heaven. And King asked his guest, "What do you believe?" And he replied, "I like a lot of activity. Heaven sounds too plain for me. There's a lot to do in hell." Sadly, this man is not alone in thinking that existence in Satan's realm is a preferred destination. I heard people say they'd rather be in hell because all their friends will be there. One person wrote, "If hell was real, I don't think it would be bad. There would be a lot of interesting people. How can we convince folks who are deceived in this way that hell is horrors are to be avoided? Perhaps by telling them of the realities of hell that are presented in this scripture in Daniel 12, 2. It describes a place of shame and everlasting contempt. Luke 16:23 talks about the torments. Matthew 8:12 describes of the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. And of course, Revelation 14:11 says there will be no rest. Biblical truth does not allow anyone to think that hell might be a good place to be. Clearly, rejecting Jesus and facing an eternity in Satan's kingdom is a bad choice. And this is me, guys. The devil has many people deceived. You can look at Hollywood and all the garbage they're throwing out. They make witchcraft and they've been doing it for many years. Satan's art as entertaining through the Harry Potter series and what Disney's been doing. But I want to tell you, hell is not a place that's going to be fun. It hurts my heart to think of the horrors that one will face when they realize they've been deceived. They will have opportunity to hear somebody like me or you to tell them about Jesus, but they will reject it. Doesn't stop us from not telling them that because of the love we have. It's unloving to not tell them about a place that's going to be so horrible for them. Guys, I love y'all. I hope you guys have a good rest of the week. It's Wednesday. You guys are always in my prayers. You have a good night.